Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Acts chapter number 12, verse number 7. And behold, this is with Peter. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side. Remember I said that angels are masculine, there's no feminine. Okay, he, this angelic being, smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his hands and chain fell off from his hand. The angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals," and so he did. So you see again where an angel delivered Peter. So a couple things we learn. Angels are interested in the salvation of sinners. Angels protect the physical life of believers. Number three, angels attend to the needs of believers. They attend to our needs of believers. Again, I don't understand in what way totally that they do that, how they provide some things. I don't understand, being honest with you. But we know what the Bible says about attending to the needs of believers. In 1 Kings chapter number 19 in the Old Testament, begin verse number 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there's a cake baking on bacon, not B-A-C-O-N, but B-A-K-E-N, on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat, and went to the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. And so you see the story here about Elijah, that an angel actually ministered to him, helped him, actually prepared food for him. Again, don't expect an angel to cook you bacon and eggs in the morning. But what I am saying that we see in the Bible were that they were used to attend to the needs of believers. In Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 11. This is speaking of the temptation of Christ. Then the devil leaveth him, speaking of Christ, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Isn't that interesting? The word minister here means to serve, to help. So here is Jesus, and during that temptation after he was in the wilderness, that we find in verse number 11 that the angels came and ministered unto Jesus. They served him. They helped strengthen him. In what way? The Bible does not say. But it's just another example of how angels attend to the needs of Christ and attended to the needs of believers. In Luke chapter number 22, verse number 43. Luke 22, verse number 43. Again, we see Jesus in the garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying about this cup be removed, if not my will, but thine be done. And then in verse number 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Again, we have these two examples of Jesus, that if Jesus needs it, God, very God, we too also need to be strengthened and ministered to. Now, in what way? The Bible is not clear exactly. I just know what the Bible says about how they attend to the needs of believers. And it's even more clear in Hebrews chapter number 1. Turn with me there. In verse number 14. Hebrews 1, 14. Well, we saw the Old Testament saint. We saw Elijah. We saw Jesus. But what about us, preacher? Well, Hebrews 1, 14 references the saints. Are they not all ministering spirits? Again, this is speaking of angels. In verse number 13, it speaks of angels. Are they not all ministering spirits? Again, that word ministering means serving. Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs to salvation. It talks about now ministering to the saints, helping us. what way, preacher? Again, I'm saying, I don't know. Just that sometimes when we need that strength, God gives us that strength. Well, it could be the Holy Spirit. It could be the Holy Ghost of God. But also the Bible's very clear that it says that he sends forth, he dispatches these angels to minister to us. Do you ever think about that? Remember, they're ministering spirits. You don't see the spirits. So somehow they help us, they encourage us, they strengthen us. Now don't get out there in the twilight zone. You remember the twilight zone? You might tell them, I said, woo, wee, woo, kind of, and get out there and start imagining these things. But biblically speaking, angels do minister to us. Interesting. They attend to the needs of believers. Angels are sent to help cheer and to strengthen the saints. That's what Hebrews 1:14 mentions about. They're sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. That would be us. Number four. This is interesting. Angels, we find, transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. Let me repeat this. We find that angels in the Bible transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. A very familiar passage found in the book, in Gospel of Luke, chapter number 16, about the rich man and Lazarus, in verse number 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into the Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. So again, I don't understand all this. I just know what the Bible says. That when the believer died, Lazarus died, that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I believe the same thing still takes place today. When a believer dies and they lay that to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Okay. And that when the soul and the spirit departs from the body, matter of fact, that's when death occurs. Death does not occur when the heart stops. You hear about people reviving and all. Death occurs not when the brain dead or the heart stops. Death occurs when the soul and the spirit departs from the body. That separation. That's when death occurs. And when that takes place, again, I don't understand it. I don't know. But the Bible talks about when the physical body dies, that our soul and our spirit is taken to heaven. And it's taken by the angelic realm. Why? I don't know. God doesn't need that. He could just... But the Bible talks about angels. And I think of it as a big welcome, like an entourage, that we're children of the King, we've been servants, and they're bringing us and ushering us into His presence. That's how I picture it, as a homecoming, if you will. That it should, are you following? It's a beautiful picture. Again, I don't want to see death. I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. But if I was to die, I'm convinced that my soul and my spirit is carried by the angels into heaven. Interesting. Because we read where angels transport the soul and the spirit of the believer into heaven. Number five. Angels exercise a ministry of protection toward children. Matthew 18:10. I did this separate from believers because children are a different lot than believers, okay? Matthew 18:10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven, now notice, their angels always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Notice there's a plural, their angels.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.